Travel just a few miles down the road from Bentley Chapel, and you will arrive at St. John's United Methodist Church, the second church on the tour pastored by Reverend L.P. Punder, located within Palmer's Crossing. St. John's served as one of the Freedom Summer School sites for the community. Miss Lily Easton was a young girl when she attended classes here in the summer of 1964.
I am Lily Jackson Easton, born and raised here in Palmer's Crossing area. Born and raised also at St. John United Methodist Church. My thoughts and memories of 64 begin with a couple of guys that came up to Hattiesburg from Macomb, Mississippi, who were freedom workers. St. John was the first church in the Hattiesburg area that opened its doors to the freedom workers. At that time, my Aunt Victoria started out with classes where she would teach the adults. I think they called it literacy classes. She taught the adults how to read and write at night, and then later on we would have mass meetings there. The summer of 64, we had some freedom school, and we had one at St. John at the time. I was 11 years old. I didn't really know the significance of what the freedom schools were. All I knew was that it was an opportunity for us as kids to go out and be with other kids in the community and enjoy ourselves. One of the teachers that was at St. John was Stanley Dubowski. Now, he stayed with Aunt Vicky while they were here that summer. I remember they had debate classes, which my sister before me was a part of it. We took time to look at the Constitution and write papers on that. The school as a whole, like I said, basically to me, was a place of enjoyment, but it also gave us an opportunity to be with a lot of freedom riders who come down, and so we would develop friendships with them, not only then, but lasted even until this day, where some of us are still in contact.